Here comes another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your host here on The Good Stuff, and reporting here for Tri-State Livestock News, a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. The Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
And Mike, do you like to dig around for treasure?
Always like to do that.
You need to go back to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. That's Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They just have a ton of things to check out, and it's always changing.
Why don't you start things off for us today on The Good Stuff?
Okay, well, I'm going to get started with Victoria's Secret Purchase. And I'm not exactly sure who wrote this, but I'm going to go ahead and share. Husband walks into Victoria's Secret to purchase some sheer lingerie for his wife. He is shown several possibilities that range from $250 to $500 in price. The sheerer the fabric, the higher the price. He opts for the sheerest item, pays the $500, and takes the lingerie home. He presents it to his wife and asks her to go upstairs, put it on, and model it for him. Upstairs, the wife thinks, I have an idea. It's so sheer that it might as well be nothing. I won't put it on. I'll do the modeling naked. He will never know the difference. Then I can return it tomorrow and keep the $500 refund for myself. So she appears naked on the balcony and strikes a seductive pose. The husband exclaims, Good Lord! You'd think that for $500 they'd at least iron it. He never heard the shot. Funeral on Thursday.
Uh-oh. This is called No Rest for the Horse, and the author of this is anonymous, so we don't know for sure. There's a union for teamster and waiter. There's a union for cabman and cook. There's a union for hobo and preacher, and one for detective and crook. There's a union for blacksmith and painter. There's one for the printer, of course. But where would you go in this realm of woe to discover a guild for the horse? He can't make a murmur in protest, though they strain him both up and downhill, or force him to work 20 hours at the whim of some drunken brute's will. Look back at our struggle for freedom, trace our present day's strength to its source, and you'll find that man's pathway to glory is strewn with the bones of the horse. The mule is a fool under fire. The horse, although frightened, stands true. He'd charge into hell without flinching, twixt the knees of the trooper he knew. When the troopers grow old, they are pensioned, or a berth or a home for them found. When a horse is worn out, they condemn him and sell him for nothing a pound. Just think, the old pet of some trooper, once curried and rubbed twice a day, now drags some rag picker's wagon with curses and blows for his pay. I once knew a grand king of racers, the best of cup-winning strain. They ruined his knees on a hurdle for the riders that covered no brain. I met him again 4 years later, on his side at the foot of a hill, with two savages kicking his ribs and doing their work with a will. I stroked the once velvety muzzle. I murmured the old name again. He once filled my purse with gold dollars, and this day I bought him for 10.
Okay, so here are some powerful short stories, and these were shared by Dan Engesser. I don't know if he wrote them, but he did share them. Today, as my father, three brothers, and two sisters stood around my mother's hospital bed, my mother uttered her last coherent words before she died. She simply said, I feel so loved right now. I think we should have gotten together like this more often. Another short story. Today at 7 a.m., I woke up feeling ill but decided I needed the money, so I went into work. At 3 p.m., I got laid off. On my drive home, I got a flat tire. When I went into the trunk for the spare, it was flat too. A man in a BMW pulled over, gave me a ride, we chatted, and then he offered me a job. I start tomorrow.
That's keeping a positive outlook, isn't it?
Yes, it is. One more short story today. A boy in a wheelchair saw me desperately struggling on crutches with my broken arm and offered to carry my backpack and books for me. He helped me all the way across campus to my class, and as he was leaving, he said, I hope you feel better soon. And here is one last powerful short story. Today I was traveling in Kenya, and I met a refugee from Zimbabwe. He said he hadn't eaten anything in over 3 days and looked extremely skinny and unhealthy. Then my friend offered him the rest of his sandwich he was eating. The first thing the man said was, we can share it.
And that's The Good Stuff.